on clearing the clutter inside and out, we are tackling gossip. Do you talk about others unkindly behind their backs? Do you eagerly wait for the next People magazine to read the latest about a celebrity? Do you readily pass along the latest political scandal? Let's clear some spiritual clutter and release gossiping as we continue our month focusing on 10-minute tips to declutter your life.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
It's summer for most of my listeners. Like me, you probably would rather be at the pool, on a vacation, hanging out in nature, or relaxing and soaking up some sun. Just because summer is in full swing, you don't have to kick your entire clearing your clutter routine to the curb. July was such a hit last year, I decided to do it again, focusing on new 10-minute tips for clutter-free living. You can check out last year's July episodes for more fast tips to declutter your life. If you are a guy, keep listening, because both sexes gossip. It was reported by a Social Issues Research Center that gossip accounts for 55% of men's conversation time and 67% of women's. In an article from Psychology Today, one psychologist stated, "Men just call it networking. Men are more interested in who is up and who is down. Women tend to gossip more about who's in and who has merit." Let's examine gossip and ways we can release this spiritual clutter. Oh, but it's okay to gossip. If you think others might want you to gossip, you're right. Gossip makes magazines sell and viewers visit websites. On my iPad news feed, there are gossip articles, even though I didn't add them as an item I was interested in. Gossip has now become part of the mainstream media. Celebrity gossip is a $3 billion a year industry, according to the New York Times. Here are a few statistics from an article at theweek.com. $2 million, the amount Los Angeles Deputy Coroner Ed Winter said his department was offered for photos of Michael Jackson's corpse. 30. The average number of gossip items Radar Online publishes every day. 10,000. The amount Betty Ford Center employee Dawn Holland, who accused Lindsay Lohan of assaulting her, received from TMZ for sneaking the media outlet a copy of Lohan's confidential file. $25,000. The amount Holland's lawyers agreed to accept for photos of an eventually nixed reconciliation between Holland and Lohan. $22,000. The amount per year Holland earned from the Betty Ford Center before being fired for leaking Lohan's file. Think about that. $2 million to see Michael Jackson's corpse. A woman is offered more than she makes in an entire year, so we can revel in someone else's pain. Take a moment to check in with yourself. How do you participate in celebrity gossip? Do you chat with your friends about what you hear? Do you read online gossip sites? How much do you spend, say a subscription to People magazine, to stay current with gossip? Work gossip. Gossip can seep into our professional lives as well. An article on teamworks.com found 21% regularly gossip and 15% occasionally gossip. Each gossip session averages 15 minutes. An active gossiper burns 65 hours of productivity per year. While most gossip might be viewed as harmless, it can be harmful. If two people are looking for a promotion, one could leak gossip for a competitive edge. Take a moment to reflect. Do you gossip at work? Are you closest to people who gossip? How can gossip be not only harming your work performance, but also how others view you? Have you ever heard gossip about a colleague only to find out it was untrue later? With friends like this, do you gossip about friends? Have you broken a confidence? Do you tend to gossip about the same person? What you may see as harmless could actually be harmful. I had a neighbor recently tell me two homes in our neighborhood were foreclosed on. I have zero judgment about this. My only concern was about our house. We will be selling our house soon, and foreclosures could negatively affect our price. Instead of taking the gossip as truth, I went to an open house and asked the realtor. I was very straightforward and said this is what I heard from a neighbor. I was happy to find out neither home went into foreclosure. What if this scuttlebutt went around the entire neighborhood? And what if it got back to the person's employer? Raleigh is a big town, but is like a small city at times. Someone's reputation could have been damaged on false information. Pause to think about that. Could you have ever harmed someone by gossiping? Do you gossip about your friends or neighbors?
You may. Surrounded by clutter, tired of the stress it creates, ready to find peace of mind and reduce your anxiety? Our comprehensive How to Declutter Your Life course guides you step by step in how to clear clutter and simplify your life. Each section is 3 months, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and features manageable to-dos. A bonus month on clearing energetic clutter is also included. Choose either workbook or video course. How to Declutter Your Life is designed to build a strong foundation for releasing clutter and continued personal growth. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Why do we gossip? According to an article in 2014 from Psychology Today, anthropologists believe that gossip has been a way for us to bond with others, and sometimes a tool to isolate those who aren't supporting the group. You may gossip because you're jealous, or you may gossip to manipulate or control a person or situation. We may also gossip because we see knowledge as power. I believe many times we gossip to feel better about ourselves and to have a focal point for our frustration. At least that's what I found for myself. I would think, I'm not as bad as those crazy housewives. Putting someone else down doesn't raise me up. In fact, it lowers my vibration. Ever since I quit reading gossip, I feel a lot better. When we focus on the faults of others, how can we expect others not to do the same to us? Whatever you put out in the world comes back to you in some way, shape, or form. When we take delight in the mean things about others, couldn't our time be better spent working on ourselves, improving our own lives, or supporting others to improve theirs? I have seen people argue in favor of gossip, but stick with my original position that gossip is spiritual clutter and it is a good thing to release it. Problems gossip can cause. Gossip isn't innocent fun. It can cause problems. At work, gossip has been found to decrease productivity as it wastes time, compromises professional standards, causes pain, resentment, and distrust. Management spends enormous energy finding out who said what. Workers lose confidence in management if it's allowed to continue. If you regularly gossip, you can cause harm to others, especially if something is particularly negative, and especially if it is untrue. You are a partner in spreading lies. People will trust you less. Think in your own life. Is there someone you know who gossips a lot? My husband and I were friends with a couple, and the wife gossiped all the time. It was really a wake-up moment for me when I heard her say something extremely horrible about a mutual friend. They were actually much closer to this couple than they were with us. After she said something so mean and so hurtful, I knew that we could no longer be friends. If she was saying something so horrible about someone she was closer with, what was she saying about me and my husband? I feel a lot better without this couple in our life. For me, the worst thing about gossip is if it breaks a confidence. Someone confided in you and you broke that bond. Probably most of us have had that happen to us. It's not fun. How to stop? Like many things, gossiping is a habit and can be unlearned. Begin to take a diet from gossip. First, take some time to reflect on why. Why do you listen or contribute to gossip? Do you lack self-esteem and do it to feel better about yourself? Do you feel you're missing something, like friendship, and do it as a way to connect with others? After spending some time reflecting, pick an area where you would like to stop gossiping. If you have one, great. If you have multiple areas, pick where you seem to gossip the most. If you are someone who likes to read about celebrities, stop your subscription to People magazine. Put a moratorium on reading online gossip. My husband works a swing shift, so I read until he comes home. I used to read all these horrible websites. I was going to a women's retreat last March and thought this would be the time to break the habit because we were encouraged to not use a computer. Several months later, I remember being at the doctor's office and couldn't miss a People magazine saying Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner were getting a divorce. I remarked to the receptionist that I didn't know about this. She looked at me like I had two heads. Another indication of how prevalent it is in our society to gossip. Tell your buddy you gossip with you're taking a break and stick to it. Ask yourself if there is a healthier way to bond with people. Instead of isolating someone through gossip, how could you support him or her in making positive changes? Take a stand and refuse to gossip at work. Wear a rubber band on your wrist and snap it when you find yourself gossiping. Takeaways from today's podcast. Gossip accounts for 55% of men's conversation time and 67% of women's. Men are much more interested in who's up and who's down. Women gossip more about who's in and who has merit. You may gossip because of jealousy, to manipulate or control a person or situation, to feel powerful, to feel better about yourself, or to have a focal point for frustration. Take time to figure out why you gossip, to connect, to feel better about yourself, etc. Next, pick an area to stop gossiping and take steps. Canceling the magazine subscription, quitting reading online gossip columns, refusing to spread gossip at work. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, so what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.